This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Texans, I would assume, have some discussions going on behind the scenes with their roster right now. At the very least, John McClain contends that he still thinks Jadeveon Clowney is going to get moved before the start of the regular season. I don't know what a Clowney trade would look like at this point in the preseason that's going to make Texan fans anything but just really irate.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to get at this juncture. The Texan fans are going to go, okay, well, that looks like a good deal.
According to reports, I mean, they're dangling them out there like an old set of testicles. They are
as opposed to a new set of testicles?
Well, like an old man, you know. Like they get a little lower, you gain a centimeter or two per year.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's 7:20 in the morning. Sorry,
right?
Kids.
Smack dab in the middle.
It's a biology lesson for the kids. That's just what happens.
Daddy, what's a testicle?
Things stretch out over time.
Skin is very elastic.
To be fair, it's more the scrotum than the testicles. But other than that, look,
Daddy,
that's a very simple biology. That most kids that are going on their way to school now know the human anatomy.
So he's being dangled out there.
He's being dangled out there. He dangled out there precipitously long because it's getting too close to the season. And I don't know. Man, I swear I'm in denial about this, Sean. I swear. Again, I did an interview with Matt Weston from Battle Red Blog last night, and the topic came up, and almost as soon as I heard the word Jadeveon Clowney, I felt like I wanted to curl up into the fetal position and act like nothing was happening. Like, no! He's going to be here, and everything's going to be just fine, and it's no big deal. They'll make it through the season where he'll just play on the franchise tag, like many other players have done before. And then maybe you'll trade him next March, or maybe you come to a long-term contract. But can't we, like a good dysfunctional family, just punt on this issue and not talk about it for 6 months? That's what I'd like the Texans to do. But Bill O'Brien and his GM committee seem dead set intent on dangling out there in front of as many as 10 teams and talking about how they'd love to get rid of him at this point. And Clowney, who had seemed, by the reports, it had seemed like Clowney was ready to come back and play on the franchise tag, and that might be changing. If I put myself in Clowney's shoes, let's say like late July, I had figured, all right, look, we're not going to come to terms. It's obvious now. They don't think I'm as worth as much money as I am, but it is what it is. I'm going to go ball out for a year, play on the franchise tag, and see what happens. Maybe I got a Le'Veon Bell at next year or something if they franchise tag me again. But then when the team that just didn't want, you go from a team not wanting to give you a lot of money to all of a sudden, oh wow. These guys, boy, they really want to get rid of me. They really flat out don't like me. You know what? Maybe I feel like I got a little bit more of an axe to grind now.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't know if that means I don't show up, or maybe it means that when I do show up, I'm not going to be able to let go of it emotionally. I don't know.
The rumor is he's been shopped to 10 different teams, which could mean anything from the Texans fielded a phone call to the Texans made a phone call. This doesn't mean that you have 10 engaged teams right now, and that there's this massive eBay thing going on for Clowney for the Texans.
It was Jay Glazer reported it on Fox's television show that the Texans have spoken to 10 teams, including the Dolphins, which John Granato talked about a week ago, about the potential trade for franchise DE Jadeveon Clowney.
Right. If you're Clowney at this point, Seth, as I was listening to you talk about what might be going through his mind, what's going through your mind as somebody who's, you know, wants the best for the Texans, Clowney at this point needs to do what's best for Jadeveon Clowney, and I think that might be coming in after this game and beginning to get ready for the season. As much as his feelings might be hurt over them dangling him out there in trade rumors or trade offers, as much as he feels like he's being wronged because he's not getting the money that he wants, the best thing for Clowney is to have the best possible 2019 that he can have, and the best way for Clowney to have the best possible 2019 that he can have is for him to get into camp and start doing some football things.
Yeah, it's time now.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you've got 2 weeks left to get ready for the season.
Right.
Two and a half weeks, really, right? 2 weeks and 3 days? My gosh. You got to get...
Two weeks from Monday.
So are we expecting Clowney here on Monday? Like, originally,
I am not.
We figured he'd be here on Monday after the third preseason game.
I was when Rappaport reported that before the Miami trade rumors came up. That's what I was expecting. He'd be here after week three. I'm not so sure now.
You know what we need to do? Let's get Tillman Fertitta on the case. We'll have Tillman invite him to the Golden Nugget for like maybe this evening. Or this doesn't work. In my mind, I was switching out game one of the regular season.
Oh.
Because remember that one time Clowney was injured and there was a shot of him playing craps
like
on a
Nugget.
Friday night and people made a big deal out of it. I didn't think it was a big deal at all because it wasn't like he was boozing up a storm or beating up a waitress or something.
No.
He was just playing a little craps.
I was just bummed he wasn't playing blackjack because that's what I like to play.
Yeah.
I love this. I think Clowney would be fun at a blackjack table.
This is what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Clowney as a spectator at the game. On Saturday night. I'd like
liking
to see
things on Instagram?
Up in Jerry World, just sitting, not even in a box or anything, just sitting up somewhere in the club section and taking in the game and watching it.
Or brooding in the rafters.
Like what's his name, like the wrestler?
Yeah, like Sting. His face painted like the Crow, black trench coat on, and a baseball bat.
What if
he just elevates down in the middle of the third quarter and just starts swinging on all the other linebackers on the Texans?
Is that what that GIF is?
Walks
from?
Over and hits Bill O'Brien. Yeah,
that's a scary GIF.
It is.
Any of you have ever seen the GIF of the wrestler sitting up in the rafters at a WWE event? That's what Sean's talking
about. Yeah, it was good stuff.
So no, if Clowney were actually there at the game, remember when Trevor Bauer got traded and he showed up at the game that night?
Yeah,
he got traded to Cincinnati and he was at the game that night. I'd like to see that out of Clowney because it would make me feel like, okay, you know what? He's not ready to officially report, but he's checked in.
Right.
He's dialed in.
Yep.
He's going to drive at a reasonable speed to Houston the next morning and show up and take his physical.
We would know he's in the state of Texas somewhere and he's near the team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.